This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast.
Hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
To the big blue house.
Can you hear this?
Welcome, welcome, welcome to
your hair. Do you have headphones on?
Oh, no, I don't have my headphones on.
I was just scratching my head and I was wondering, could people hear it?
Yeah, it's actually quite nice to listen to.
Is it?
Yeah, I like.
You
I like.
Do it. Do you do it to yours there?
Okay, see if you can hear this.
Yeah, you can
so
a
I was
bit.
I tell you about my nightmare I had yesterday while I was having my epic sleep. You'll hear
go
about
on
the show.
I don't have nits, by the way.
I had a dream that Seamus had to be put down.
Oh, nice. Oh.
It was one of the most terrible nightmares I've ever had, and it was all my fault. It was really graphic and a horrible dream, whereby in the dream, his paws started rotting inwards and became hollow up his leg on the inside.
Oh, my God.
It was disgusting, and apparently it was all my fault because I hadn't put this cream on I was meant to when he was a puppy. Apparently there was this cream, and every dog owner should know that you should always put on this cream at the beginning, and I didn't know. And he had to be put down, and it was horrific.
That is funny, man.
Do you know when you're so glad and you wake up it's not true?
Yeah.
Do you remember what time it was when you woke up?
I told you on the show.
No, for the dream. Or did you wake up?
That was what woke me up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So if you hadn't had that nightmare...
I'd still be asleep.
You could still be asleep now.
Still be asleep, yeah. Oh, I cuddled him so hard and checked. I was like, look at your lovely paws.
I had a dream last night that Callum said I wasn't allowed to take annual leave on certain days. And then I was like, how about this day? And he was like, no. I was like, how about this day? And he was like, no. As if Callum is the person I go to.
Yeah, I have no jurisdiction over holiday days whatsoever.
But Nick was just agreeing. I don't know. And I was just very sad because I was like, hey, I have 17 days to take. Like, when do I take them? Callum's like, you'll probably just have to, you know, go without. Sorry.
Mm.
You'll have to work.
If you could sell your annual leave days back for money, would you do that?
No.
You just take them?
I don't think so. Someone had an interesting question. Actually, I might save it for the show. If you hear it on the show tomorrow, interesting question, just know I won an argument. If you were to add a zero to anywhere in your life, what would you add it to?
Oh.
Someone said they'd add it to annual leave.
Oh my God.
Someone said they'd add it to their paycheck.
Yeah.
Someone said they'd add it to the years they're going to be alive.
Their followers.
Right.
Oh.
The years they're going to be alive.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
That
interesting,
is a very interesting one.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Now I'm itching my t-shirt.
Like if I live until, like, I don't know, if I'm lucky enough to live till 90, I don't want to live till 900. I'm grand. Do you know what I mean?
But it'd be cool to see.
It would be kind of cool to
see. I'd be so bored.
I would.
Yeah, you'd see everyone who you love.
It'd be cool to see, but I'd like to just go there now. I don't want to live that long.
Let's all save like this. This is a good discussion.
Yes, I think so too.
Back tomorrow with more.
Let's go. Turn up.
Spin.
All I need is Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spin.
Hello there. How are we? What's going on? It's
Hello.
Thursday.
How
guys,
are we?
Take a day off in the middle of the week. It's a great way to do it, isn't it?
I can't wait to hear all about it.
Come back then on a Thursday. What's going on? How's Padraig?
Padraig was in good form.
Yeah.
It was good to see him.
Yeah.
And yeah, he is as funny as ever. Damn him. It's really annoying when the cover person is much better than you.
Ah, yeah. Even Padraig's had quite the journey over the last few months, hasn't he?
He's on every radio station in the world. Honestly, you turn on any radio station, it's like, well, how's it going? You all right? Let me talk about this.
That's so true. From in this building, you could
I thought
be working
I was special, Padraig.
Is there any does he do any that you teach and stuff anymore? Is that gone now?
No, I think he's just taking a career break from the minute he is a secondary school teacher, primary school teacher? I think he's primary school.
Doesn't he sub sometimes?
Yes.
I was talking about Padraig to my friend the other day and I was like, isn't it the absolutely dream scenario? Because imagine any other job where you can just sub in and get a day's work guaranteed whenever you want it. And then in the meantime be like, yeah, I don't fancy that today, I fancy doing something different.
But there you go, there's such a demand for teachers.
I know, yes.
It's kind of crazy.
I'd be flat out in that app.
They were non-stop when I was young. They were everywhere.
All the subs?
There was teachers everywhere.
And then you'd
walk. They wouldn't let you do anything.
Getting married tomorrow, apparently. Taylor Swift and I Knew It, I Knew You here at Spin. Apparently there's a rehearsal dinner tonight and then Madison Square Garden tomorrow where it's all happening.
Look at you
open
your Taylor Swift knowledge.
It's all over my Twitter. I don't think anyone's going to be able to escape
Thank
for the next
God
few days.
I'm not on that side of Twitter.
Your chance to win some lovely prizes after 7:30 this morning.
Yeah, with HB, €100 cash and a HB ice cream hamper. How nice would that be? if you want to win it, then listen in till 7:30.
I love this, and I love thinking about what celebs would be doing with their time if they were not doing what they are doing now, which is music or acting or whatever it is that has us talking about them. Well, Sam Smith has said that they are still gutted that they never became a fishmonger. Right?
Oh yeah, because that's what their parents do or something, is it? Is that what their family do, or is that just what they wanted to do forever?
They have a thing about touching fish, just that they find it very calming. Very unlike me. Oh. I hate touching meat.
I'm still gutted I'm not a fishmonger.
When did you... Is this real?
Honestly, I was lucky as a kid. We used to go to Waitrose a lot. Uh-huh. And the fish section, I like to handle fish.
More information.
It felt very, like, calming. Yeah. I ran hot. You're near the ice.
Yes.
Like, I love the smell.
You're near the ice. The smell.
Do you know when celebrities try to come across as
humble?
Relatable.
Yeah.
I wonder, is that what that is? You know, I'm just like you. I love touching fish.
But I think most people don't actually love touching fish.
We're not a big fan of that.
Do you remember when you were dragged as a kid around the supermarket with your mum and dad or whatever, doing the weekly shop, and I just always hated going past the fish section. I just hated the smell of it. Thought it was gross. But anyway, that's what Sam would be doing if they weren't doing what they're doing now.
When I was younger, I worked in Tesco, mm-hmm. and I did the odd cover shift on the fish stand.
Did you?
I went home.
Did you have to wear the little hat?
Yeah.
The little fedora?
Yeah. I went home.
Stinking. Yeah, I'd imagine.
Horrific.
Yeah, it wouldn't be for me
at
all.
I don't think Sam Smith's ever had a non-cooked fish in his hands. I don't believe it.
I was looking at the celebs and what they dreamed of over the years, if they weren't doing what they're doing now. So Reese Witherspoon, she wanted to study medicine and become a doctor. And I can totally see that. I can totally see that for Reese being a doctor.
She comes across as incredibly intelligent. So
she does really get that vibe off her. Margot Robbie, she worked at a Subway as a teenager. But her dream was to become a professional trapeze artist.
Class. That's a good
cool,
one.
That's cool, isn't it?
I would have loved that. When I was like 12, I really, really, really wanted to work in the circus.
I know, isn't it funny how we all went through that phase of running away with the circus?
Was that a thing that everyone went through? Because I thought it was just a me thing.
There's a circus on near me at the minute.
I know, I saw it. Yeah, I keep begging Pippa, can we go to the circus? And she's like, no, what are you talking about?
I was at the circus like 2 years ago because I have a good excuse because my niece wants to go.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm all for not, bringing animals out.
Oh, hold on, she's trying to do something
here,
folks.
I'm trying to panic. I'm panicking, I'm going to lose my job. No, I'm obviously totally for not having wild animals taken from their habitats to go on the road with Fawcett Circus or whatever. But
wait, a name drop. But they don't do animals anymore.
No, animals are gone.
Exactly, that's my point. My point is back in the early days when I wanted to run away with the circus, before I was mature enough to realise that that is wrong, I was like, imagine hanging out with the lions all day, to be so fun. And now you realise, I don't know if it's that fun anymore.
No.
You know? Taylor Swift said she would have gone to college and pursued a career in marketing if she wasn't into the L music.
I could totally see her as a marketing girl. See her teamsing me. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God, she'd be all over.
Oh, she'd be a nightmare.
If I got a teams from Taylor Swift, I'd be over the moon.
Oh, God.
You wouldn't if she worked in marketing.
She'd be like, hi, I see you have a room. You have room in your calendar. Do you want to do a one-to-one here at 4:30 on a Friday?
Yeah, that's so Taylor.
No, mate, I don't.
Can you imagine if you had a sore leg after a bit of football and Harry Styles said he'd give you a rub down? He wanted to be a physio.
Not really my vibe, but I mean, this is a weird sentence. I could totally see him as a physio.
Totally, I could totally see
my
him as a
man's physio.
Well.
Whenever I go see her in work, I'm like, you're all really good looking and healthy because they have to be. Do you know what I mean? Because they know what to do with their bodies.
They know how to stretch.
Exactly.
And they know what,
yeah.
Kim K wanted to be a forensic investigator. Jennifer Aniston said she would have been a party planner. Could totally see that. And Miley Cyrus always dreamed of studying photography in London when she was a teenager
as well.
Yeah,
the most.
I get that.
I could totally see it.
I wonder, are they like us going, in another life, I would do this. In another life, what would you do?
In another life, Miley, people have to do that. You don't have to do that.
What would you do if you could come back again and you weren't allowed to do radio?
I'd work on a water slide. I'd be the one telling people to go down.
Of course.
Or a circus.
I was going to say teacher, but that's good.
It wouldn't be a serious job like this one, I'll tell you that. After about a month of not playing, I went to play golf yesterday.
Oh yeah, you took a breather, I suppose, with the holiday and everything, didn't you?
Yeah, and do you know what? I hated it. Oh. It was such a long period of time not playing golf, which, if anyone plays golf, they'd know too much, too long. like, also you can't hit the ball when you've not played for a month. Like, it's incredible. But it was quite an interesting round, and I won't actually talk about golf that much in general, but it was just like a couple of interesting things happened, and I said, you know what, I have a radio show, I'll bring that to the radio show. I was just standing there after hitting one of my shots. It was on the first hole. I was just standing there. All of a sudden, my left foot went into meltdown.
Oh.
And it was basically like it pulled something. I was just standing. I wasn't even walking or moving it. It just pulled itself. And then I was like limping for the next six holes. Oh. And then it kind of started to soften out, and then it was grand. But I was just literally standing. It's like the time my brother was walking on a straight road and tripped. There was nothing in front of him. There was no stones. There was no nothing. There was no curb. And he just gone. I was just standing there, and boom, foot decided to pull itself. Class. So good. The other really interesting thing was we were playing fairly slow because we were playing four ball. So like four people, but there was four people behind us as well. And usually if they were quicker than us, we'd let them go, but they weren't that quick, but they were just a little bit quick. So what? They got really annoyed. So they kept hitting the ball at us.
What?
So we're just, which is like a huge thing not to do on a golf course.
Aggro in the golf course.
And so, but we were playing with some random guy who turns out was on the committee, and he was turning around to them being like, lads, what the hell? And they were like, hurry up. And I was like, they are going to get a stern talking to.
Oh my God, that is not how one behaves on the golf course. That's crazy behaviour.
It's just like,
I know.
Don't be hitting balls
at other people. We were on the fairway, and just you'd hear like, yeah. And you'd be like, what the?
So
and
sorry.
There's a ball that go flying past it. And you'd be like,
do you know
that's what? So dangerous.
You're so lucky.
They're doing not to target, they're doing it to get us to move on.
They're trying to intimidate you, which is horrible. But you're very lucky that you had the committee guy with you, because at least, you know, like, you can do the talking for us here.
And he knew all the rules, so I was happy with that.
I could tell you the rules about golf. Yeah. Don't hit the ball at other people.
That's the kind of rule one.
That's mad.
Then the other thing I just thought was gas, right? So I was playing my mate Brian, and my mate Brian, while I was on holidays in Crete, for like the duration of it, kind of kept texting me every couple of days. He was like, hey man, how's the holiday? How's all? And I was like, yeah, it's grand. It's fine. Why does he keep asking?
Yeah.
And then my other mate, Colin, was texting me. He's like, how's it going? How's the holiday? I was like, yeah, it's fine. Leave me alone. I'm just lying here. What do you want? I arrived to play with Brian yesterday, play golf with him. I hadn't seen him in a while. And he's like, man, why did I think you were going to propose on holiday? And I was like, what? And he was like, me and Colin were so worried because we thought you bottled it. We thought you went to Crete to propose and didn't do it because something wrong happened. And that's why we kept asking you, how's the holiday, how's the holiday, how's the holiday? We were ready to ring you. And I was like, why did you think that? And he was like, well, you told us. And I was like, no. And then I got a flashback in my head to what happened, right? A couple of weeks ago, I was playing golf with Brian and Colin. And Brian and Colin are like, so what's the story? Are you going to propose? And I was just like, no. They're like, ah, you will. And I was like, no. And they were like, go on, you will. Give us a day out. Go on. Give us a day out. Mm. And I went, that would be good crack though, wouldn't it? A day out.
Yeah, yeah.
And the boys were like, yeah, we good. I'm like, all right, so cool. And I jokingly said, yeah, I'm going to propose.
I love how men to men, you know, in terms of communication, are you going to propose? No. Are you going to propose? No. Oh my God, he's proposing, lads. This is mad. Oh my God, we haven't heard yet.
He couldn't have made it any simpler. He's definitely proposing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the sterner the no, the more it's likely to be, yeah. Whereas if the lad said, are you going to propose in Crete? And you went, yeah, yeah, yeah. They were like, not a hope.
Not a hope, yeah. But no, so for the entirety of the last month, the boys thought I was proposing and were really worried about me. They thought I either bottled it or we broke up. And then when they saw us like together at like Maroon 5 or whatever, or just on my Instagram in general, they were like, what's going on? Are they back together? And I was like, we haven't even been. And then they said, yeah, so we went through your Instagram and found out you're only with her 2 years. And I was like, how long did they were like, I thought you were with each other since you were like 10. I was like, no, mate.
These guys aren't the best friends you've ever had, are they?
They are. They're just thick. Okay. That's what I love about them.
I love them now, too. I want to be around them more.
You all right, man? You all right, man? Yeah, I'm fine. Why are you texting me? The sun will never
settle on the love I have. Kingfisher and the sun will never settle on Spin. Good morning.
Do you know what? I don't like Kingfisher because they make me realise I'm a basic bee. Because I love their music. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think it's basic.
Do you not think it's a bit...
No.
I just think they're great.
They're brilliant.
They're really
you
good.
You should be like, absolutely proud to love Kingfisher. I think they're killing it.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
As long as I can be proud.
You can wear a Kingfisher t-shirt if you want, like with pride.
That's true.
I'll get you some merch.
Yeah.
We have a lovely prize giveaway this morning, all but thanks to HB.
It's so cool. 100 euro cash and HB ice cream hamper. It's all because HB is 100 years this year and we're mad to celebrate. We're transporting you through 100 years of Ireland's most iconic ice cream moments. From the original Hazelbrook Farm beginnings to today's freezer favourites like Iceburger, Brunch, Twister and more.
That you can't beat an Iceburger or a Twister or a Brunch. Actually, all of them. Yeah, they're the best. What we've got for you this morning to help you out, because we're playing this little game, is we've got three clips and what we want you to do is tell us what year you think they're all from. They're all from the same year, okay? So in movies, this was big. You were saying it feels off the year, Dave. Yeah, to me, Adele... doing the song for Bond that year feels way more recent than the year that it is.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
In pop culture, in sport, it was huge for Katie Taylor in Ireland this year.
The winner by a score of 10 points to 8 and the Olympic champion in the red corner representing Ireland, Katie Taylor.
I've got shivers again.
It sounds like a movie, doesn't it?
And in music, these were dominating. I often think about, you know, Fun, the band, and how...
I was just going to say, there's one of those three artists that should release more music.
Fun.
Yeah.
Isn't it just funny that they call themselves Fun, though? It's kind of quite the statement. I feel like with Belters Only, they made a statement saying we will only release Belters. And Fun were like, we will only release Fun songs. You know, you really do put yourself in a box. You can't release a sad song.
Show meeting live on air. Do that tomorrow. That's Fun.
What?
Bands that make a statement with their name.
Yeah, yeah. And did they actually live up to it every time? I'll spend, say, trying to find a not Fun, Fun song. Now, Dan is standing by this morning, trying to take the win on this. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. What's the crack for the morning?
Oh, good. On my way to the Lewis.
Very nice. And where is the Lewis taking you, Dan? Oh, it's taking to work. What do you do?
I work in advertising.
You work in advertising. Very cool. Can you advertise our show, please? Because I feel like not a lot of people know about it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, please.
I don't know. Then. I have a lot of people I know entering the spin cash machine and all that stuff.
Do you? Okay.
So you think we advertise ourselves well then, do you, Dan?
I do, yeah.
Okay, good.
He's a great crack in the morning.
Thank you very much.
Dan, going to the Lewis.
Well, I have two things to say to you. One, you're great and I love you. And two is that, do you know who you sound like? And I don't want you to take offence. It's actually a compliment because he has a very nice voice. You sound like Jack Keating.
Well, I'm ginger, so that helps.
Yay! Hey.
maybe it's all to do with the hair.
Very good.
Do you know, well, first of all, give us your answer. What year were all these things happening in movies and pop culture and music?
2012.
We can tell you, sir, you are absolutely correct.
Nice one, Dan. Congratulations.
Dan, what were you doing in 2012?
I was in primary school, so I was.
So you're only a chung fella, are you?
Yeah, I'm 23 now, so.
Okay.
Primary school in 2012. That's nuts. Were you born in 2003?
2002.
God, in 2012, I was in college. Isn't that nuts?
I was in fifth year.
Yeah.
Dan, have a fantastic day. Congratulations. A 100 euro voucher on the way to you and a HB hamper.
Ah, deadly. Thanks a lot, guys.
See you, Dan. Have
good
a great
luck.
Day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
HBH, if you will.
HBH?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
A HB hamper.
I'm very good at HBH, that's good.
You.
I'm still most.
You got your HBH, bro. Yeah,
I'm
bro, I got
still,
it on the radio.
Just more so curious about how we're going to transport the ice cream to Dan. Callum, I need you to find out on this.
Callum thinks it'll be like merch.
Yeah, well, no. It'll be ice cream as well. I think it might be a voucher, but we've got 3 months of this, so I will find out.
We have the opportunity to do the funniest thing in the world and just give a straw hamper filled with ice cream, post it, and have just people arrive melted ice cream.
I think we need to get our own ice cream truck out. Like, so from the moment someone wins, the ice cream van is on their way.
I'll
with
check the
voucher.
Budget.
Get that sorted, Callum, will you?
I
can't
shall.
Be too hard.
I'll drive.
We'll go for the spin, yeah.
Beep, beep.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. And if you have not watched Love Island, this is your spoiler alert warning.
Spoiler alert.
We are going to spoil it for you in 5 seconds, okay? So turn down your radio.
Five.
Or, you know, four, do whatever you have to do. Get out of the car. Two.
Two.
one. Charlene is in the villa. Come on.
I'm not going to lie, I was quite nervous.
Lad, that was Champions League final penalties for me. That was unbelievable cinema.
Jack, who swears, I don't even like this, I just watch it because you're watching it, was like, woo! Screaming at the telly.
I literally went like that. Yes!
Yeah. The thing about it is normally when they do the recoupling from Casa Amor, so the people are standing back in the main villa waiting to see who comes in, then they either walk in hand with their partner or they don't, and you know immediately if they're on their own or with their partner. The producers did this for dramatic effect last night, that everyone, regardless, walked in solo, stood and waited,
and then they might be joined by their couple.
Exactly. And because it was the boys walking back in, the boys would come and stand, and then you just listen and you might hear a clip clop of heels.
And that's exactly what happened. So you saw Cavan come up and stand there, and everyone's like, oh God.
He's on his own.
And then the music dies, and you just hear Charlene's heels walking down the boardwalk. And I was like, oh my God.
So you see, like, the face of the person who's waiting for them to come back, going, oh my God, are they on their own? And then either the elation when Maya finally says, come on over, and then you know for sure they've come back alone.
Do you know what the most, like, the funniest part of last night was? What? Was Lorenzo coming back in with Yulia.
Sorry, Yulia's hilarious. Her catwalk model.
They're like two Bond villains.
I love them.
They are so good looking.
yeah.
And terrifying at the same time.
When they strolled back in, I was like, they belong front cover of Vogue magazine.
100%. Like,
they're different level of just intimidation of, what would you say, magazine perfection. Yeah,
they give the vibe of like they were born into serious money. Do you know what I mean? I feel like if he was like, oh yeah, my family own Toyota, I'd be like, yeah, I'm with
you. I get you.
Yeah.
He wears that ring, you know, the signet ring.
Does he?
So keep an eye, right? My friend told me this, or I wouldn't know. But he wears the signet ring specifically on his baby finger.
Okay.
And apparently, if you wear that ring on your baby finger, it means
your mafia.
Money.
Oh, really?
Money. Yeah, I heard
that. Why did I think mafia?
Your brain went to a very dark place there.
Dorchester.
Playing all the hits.
Go on and turn it up.
Ain't nobody do it like you.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
You're number one.
On your music station.
You've got Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Good morning. Hello.
What's going on? How are we?
We'll do the girly quiz from 8:30 this morning. And we'll play the tricky 10 in a sec as well.
Don't worry about it. We'll just play music instead.
Guys, poor Dior Congo. Oh,
I didn't have a clue what she was saying for a second.
I loved them last night. They were
poor
so
Dr.
good.
Congo.
Poor Dr. Congo, yeah. I just thought they deserved to win that match last night. I was dragged to the pub with Jack. Come on, please. Will you please come with me? It's 5:00. We'll be home by 7. Please.
There is something to be said about a football match kicking off at 5:00.
It was lovely. Unbelievable. It was a great time for
this
it to
whole World Cup has been like shite in terms of like where the times of
it and stuff. Lots of people feel like they just can't get into it properly.
It's
at
like
all.
12. Like, there's a class match on tonight at midnight.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's Croatia and Portugal. I'd love to watch that.
England beat Congo last night, and their next match is Monday morning at 1 a.m. and I'm not waking up for that.
No. It's Dior.
Sorry
Congo.
Now.
Sorry.
Dior Congo. Yeah. Put respect on their name.
Dr. Congo.
They deserved to win that match last night. I don't care what anyone says. I was like, this is so unfair. They've given it welly. They came out with fire in their belly. England were like, meh.
I was speaking to Phil Egan from Sports earlier this morning and I was like, England are stinking up this World Cup.
Yeah.
It was a disgusting performance. I was like at home, and I know I've said multiple times on this show, I'd rather Ireland in the World Cup than England. But as the World Cup has gone on, I've been feeling a bit more patriotic and I've been a bit more Three Lions and a bit more it's coming home. Oh, yesterday, no.
Sorry, his mic has gone down.
No, because I'm saying yesterday was get us out.
Get England out.
I was playing golf while the match was on, and I was talking to two of the lads who were playing golf with, and they were like, oh, what do you think of England? And I was just like, I don't think they're great. And they were like, oh, but they have Bellingham. And I was like, I don't rate Bellingham. I would rate Harry Kane much higher than I would
rate
Bellingham.
So would I, even though I know nothing.
And they were like, really? You rate Harry Kane more than Bellingham? I was like, yeah, 100%.
He's the only one that can score goals for them.
And then I was just like, both of them are on the thing right now. And who's just scored two goals? Harry Kane.
Yeah. We were leaving. We were getting the bus back home. And I was like, why are you so sad? I was like, you just won. And he was like, nah, it was one of the worst games of football I've ever seen from England.
Emma, will Jack wake up on Monday morning at 1 a.m. to watch the match?
He says he will, but I just don't know if he'll bother.
He surely will.
But I just don't know. 1:00 Monday morning, starting off the week on the back foot then. Yeah. Do you know, if it was Saturday night even, you'd be grand.
I know, but it's bright and early. Sunday night into Monday morning. It's horrific.
I doubt he'll do it, to be honest.
Tricky.
Right now, though, we'll play our first of two games of the Tricky 10 this morning. And up first is Michelle, who's been in work for ages already. What time are you in since?
I started quarter six.
It's an early start, though, all the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you work in a coffee shop. People desperate for a bit of bit of caffeine first thing in the morning.
And what are you doing right now? Is there not people in the shop who want coffee?
Nope. Dead at the minute.
All right, great.
That works out perfectly, doesn't it?
Are you in an actual shop, or are you, for some reason, in one of those horse boxes?
I was originally in a horse box, but I've only been in this new coffee shop for 3 weeks.
Okay, wait, here's the question.
It actually has walls, like.
Yeah, it has walls.
Good. Is it the same company that went originally from horse box to, or have you moved to someone else?
I've moved to someone else completely.
Oh,
I was going to say that would have been a really good news story.
That would have been pretty cool. Michelle.
Sorry, quick one. What I love about the horse boxes is you're in and out. You don't have to get out of the car. Some of them do drive through, which is so
handy. A drive through horse box? I've never seen that.
Then you don't drive through the horse box, but you drive up beside the horse box, get your coffee, and then just keep driving.
No way.
Rather than getting out and getting in.
I've never seen that in my entire life.
Yeah, that's very cool.
God, the things you can do these days. Listen, Michelle, how do you do when you take on the Tricky 10 when listening in your horse box / coffee shop?
It depends, really. It depends on the question.
What was your highest score you ever got?
Like an 8, I think.
Okay,
oh, that's unreal. That's really good.
All right, well, Michelle, let's see if we can beat that today. Welcome on in to the Tricky 10.
55 seconds going to go on the clock. Dave's going to ask you your 10 questions, but we know that every answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. We can only accept your first answer, and if you don't know an answer, make sure to give it a guess. Michelle, do you have 1 to 10 written out in front of you?
I do, actually.
Nice. Good. If you top the leaderboard, you'll win yourself that €100 voucher for pennies. If you get all 10 questions correct this morning, €2,000 on the spot. We'll get that straight over to you. Okay, so top of the leaderboard currently is Aiden. He got 7 in 55 seconds, but we know you can do it. Have you had a coffee yet?
Yeah, I've had three.
What? Jesus.
Oh my God.
Michelle, mind yourself, girl.
It's not even 8:30. That's nuts.
All right, here we go. Dave's going to ask your questions. Good luck, Michelle.
Michelle, the very best.
I'd be having an anxiety attack.
I will say that when I did the Tricky 10 for myself this morning. I won't, but I nearly did give a Hall of Fame answer, which is an answer that is not between 1 and 10.
Ah.
I nearly said 12 for one of the answers. Interesting. Isn't that nuts? All right, Michelle, here we go. The Tricky 10. Best luck. Deep breath in. And we'll play in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Complete the name of the American comedy, What and a Half Men?
2.
A Dublin landline telephone number contains how many digits?
6.
Ryanair flights depart from which terminal at Dublin Airport?
1.
In the NFL, how many points is a touchdown worth?
4.
How many boroughs make up New York City?
9.
At what time, Irish time, this evening does Spain play Austria in the World Cup?
8.
Busted had a 2003 single called What AM?
3 AM.
Demolition of the old Lansdowne Road Stadium started in the year 2000 and what?
10.
If A equals 1, J is what number letter of the alphabet?
7.
How many houses do you need at a property to turn into a hotel in Monopoly?
5.
Stop the clock. Michelle was very speedy, I think.
Very speedy.
It was really, really good.
Producer Colin?
Do you know what I find? We've had a couple of people do the answers written down and then marking them off. And they are the quick players.
Are they?
They are, because we had someone in the week as well that did the game in about 40-odd seconds, and they were ticking off the answers. This game was done in 46.62 seconds.
It felt like me and Michelle had a connection.
So that was very quick.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, but I know what you mean, because it takes away the time of going, what have I done and what have I not done, if you haven't done in front of you. How do you think you got on this morning, Michelle? How are you feeling after that?
Not great, I won't lie.
And what if you were to put a number on it, what do you think?
Like a 4.
A 4? Yeah. All right, let's top them up.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4. You were spot on with your prediction there. With
you
the score,
got your 4. Michelle, 4. I did this Tricky 10 this morning myself, and I also got a 4.
Yeah, they were tough. A Dublin landline telephone number contains how many digits? Even though I left Dublin in 1999, I started rattling off my old house phone number in my head.
Yeah.
There's 9 of them in total, including the 01 at the beginning. In the NFL, you actually get 6 points for a touchdown, which seems like a lot. We're used to like 3 points for a goal or whatever. You said 4. How many boroughs make up New York City? There's 5 of them rather than 9. Brooklyn, the Bronx, Manhattan, Queens, and Staten Island. Demolition of the old Lansdowne Road Stadium starts in the year 2007 rather than 10. You just mixed up those two, to be honest, because the following one, if A equals 1, J is what number letter of the alphabet, which of course is 10 rather than 7. And finally, again, you'd want to be quite the nerd. How many houses do you need on a property to turn it into a hotel in Monopoly? The answer there was 4 rather than 5.
You were pretty close with all of those answers.
Yeah, you were.
Michelle, how did you find it? Like, did you find the whole experience interesting, tough, fun?
Yeah, it was good.
It was good? Enjoyed?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun to do. Like,
I think Michelle has the makings of a future champion.
Yeah, so do I. Michelle, would you recommend other people to take part in the Tricky 10?
Yeah, well, most people I don't know get up at this time. I'm the only one up at this time.
Fair enough.
That's how we feel as well, but there are other soldiers among us. Don't drink any more coffee today now, okay?
Yeah, you're good. Yeah. You've had your fill. Do you know what, Michelle? You're barred from your own coffee shop. Fine, so
stick to a green tea or something. Calm the nerves.
Yeah. Have a Red Bull.
Have a great day, Michelle.
Good luck, Michelle.
Thanks.
See you. Bye-bye.
What's the story with this busted song? I don't know that busted song.
We actually have a clip of it here. It doesn't ring a bell for me either. That's definitely a very rogue album track.
I like it.
Yeah, it might be a bit, I'd be very familiar with that, but I was a huge Busted Kid when I was.
I would have been as well, yeah. Anyway,
I definitely think it was an album track.
Very good. I really enjoy that.
It is a bit of a tune. What was the. At the beginning of the game, Dave, you were saying that there was one that you gave would have given a Hall of Fame answer to.
Oh, I thought J was the 12th letter in the alphabet.
I getcha. So okay.
There you go. Listen, yeah, J doesn't feel like it should be 10.
No, it doesn't.
It feels like it should be much further down, yeah.
If you think you could do better on the Tricky 10 this morning and top the leaderboard, Tricky, you know what's up to 0877111038. We play again at 9 a.m.
So I thought I was going to be a really smart and very responsible young lady and use a very precious annual leave day so that I wouldn't come into work exhausted yesterday morning and bring the tone down, because I expected to be out until the very early hours on Wednesday morning, having been at Maroon 5 at Malahide Castle.
We were slagging you last night yesterday morning for exactly what happened to you.
What? Which?
Because I did the exact same thing and left early because I was up early.
Yeah.
You left early.
Yeah.
Even though you weren't up early.
I left the gig early.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. I did, yeah. And you know why? We'd said, one, we'll just go now because we don't really care too much for the encore. We kind of got all the hits we wanted.
Yeah.
And we were like, we'll go back into town and have a few drinks.
Lovely.
Right? Thinking, we'll make the most of this freedom.
Did you go for dinner in the end? Beforehand?
We went for dinner beforehand.
You went to Dean?
Yeah. Went to Dion, yeah.
And Dean/Dion, how was it?
It was great. I had my usual. I had my bread, mash and beans.
You did not go to Dean and order bread, mash and beans.
Yeah,
Oliver Twist?
Literally Oliver Twist. I got bread, mash and green beans. I was so happy. I was so thrilled at myself.
Oh my God.
Of all the things on the menu, I said to the guy again, can I just do something? It's a bit of a funny order now, this. But just in one go, can I get the green beans, the mashed potato and the bread?
Can you give me your best soup kitchen meal?
Yeah, honestly, as Emer got her lovely like.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, guys, if Dean did take away bread, mash and beans, I'd get it every day. I'd just show up, wait at the bottom of the elevator being like, can you drop me down me beans?
That's a reward for when you've done a Bush Tucker trial.
Yeah, no.
Like, badly. That's what you get.
You've won two meals for Campbell. Yeah.
You're doing great.
So true. Not even a bit of meat in there.
When Gillian McKeith comes back and says, I got 0 stars, that's what you get for dinner. That's pathetic.
At a cost of fortune.
I'd say the bloody waiter was like, you're in Dean, you're in the most gorgeous restaurant and you want that.
They do the most unbelievable steaks, burgers, fish and avocados for bread, mash and beans.
I was so happy. It was the happiest
I
ever
was. I have to say the green beans, not baked beans.
No, green beans, yeah. They were delightful.
Give me your best pirate meal from 1412, please.
Emma's got scurvy.
Honestly, if you're going to Dean anytime soon, you don't need any more than that. Just get yourself the mash.
Have the Emma Nolan, please.
Bet you everyone would be delighted.
Do you know what? I actually love you so much. You're such a bizarre person. People don't know, because people listen to the radio and think, Emma Nolan, she is so cool. She's young, she's hot, she's cool. Oh, you're so bizarre.
Bread, mash and beans, man. Get a petition? Try and get Dean to change the menu to the M&O.
The M&O.
Yeah, in my head now, I'm going to get onto them and we'll do like a listener night where they only serve bread,
they don't
mash
want
and beans.
Anything to do with us. Believe me, I can tell you right now.
Do you know what? I was meant to tell you about my day off yesterday, but who cares? Because this is way more fun. No, basically, took the annual leave day and truly did not need it. Did not need it at all. It was grand, lads. Malahide, not a bother. Back into town at like 20 past 11. We were obviously like, let's stay out and go for a few drinks. We were like, nah, well, we just go home. I was in bed at 11:45.
Oh my God.
It was fine.
You've had later nights when you're on the show.
Yeah. Normally that's the time I'm like, better start thinking about some sleep.
Were you a little bit annoyed at yourself that you booked the day off then before you went to sleep? Were you
thing about yesterday, which was bizarre. So what was fun was when I went home, I was like, I can watch Love Island now late. It doesn't matter. Yeah. I'm not getting up early.
That's true.
So I didn't sleep for about an hour. This is what's really concerning. I think I need to go to the doctor. Guess what time I woke up yesterday? Woke as in eyes opened for the first time.
You were
right?
in bed.
I was asleep by 1 o'clock.
1 a.m. I know Emma sleeps forever.
Every now and again I go into a coma and we haven't had one in a while.
I'd say she went to bed at 1 o'clock. She wasn't up. It was after midday.
No, it wasn't. There's no way. I'd say it was 10 a.m.
I woke up at 2:10.
What?
I honestly was like, I need to go straight to A&E.
12 hours sleep.
I woke, my eyes opened in the bed at 2:10.
Jack is slipping you something. That's a ridiculous amount of time.
I genuinely was like, I think I need to get straight into the car and go to the doctor.
If I was dead, I wouldn't sleep for that.
Wakes up at 2:10. It's incredible. I missed the whole day. It was the most pointless day off ever. But the time I woke up and cleaned up after the dogs, one of my friend's dog at the moment, and went out, and I felt so guilty because I hadn't been around all morning. I walked them for 2 hours. Did loops around different estates around me because I felt so guilty. I hadn't been with them all morning.
Your dog must have been so confused as to where you were.
Yeah, like, what's going on? Normally on my day's work, I'm home before then.
Yeah.
I don't have a day's work done. I'll be home and have a walk.
Did you sleep alright last night?
Not a bother. Yeah. Whoa. Lads, there's something wrong with me.
Oh my God.
Who wakes up at 10:00?
Like, she's eating melatonin cereal or something.
I didn't even touch a melatonin. Bizarre.
That is crazy.
Wow. Yeah. Anyway, and I'm still wrecked today.
The dream.
What's wrong with me?
I know.
Honestly, what is wrong with me? Are we ready?
No. How will Dave do? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Each and every week, we put Dave under quite a bit of pressure on the girly quiz. We're 4 years into this game now, and we still have 3 fresh questions to give to Dave this morning. Each and every week, he does have 2 lifelines that will help him along his way. One is a Simplify, and one is his phone a female. It's Emma this morning, Dave. Hey, Emma.
Morning, Emma. What's the story?
Hi, how are you?
It's
all
just
good.
You on
all
the phone. Yeah.
With a voice changer.
Emma, what is the story? Do you know what question I'm about to ask you in terms of your girly quiz knowledge?
I kind of have a bit of knowledge from listening to you, so I'm hoping.
Okay,
so,
oh my God, we have taught you stuff.
I'm hoping that you will either know something to do with body parts, beauty or health. Which one is your main area of expertise?
Beauty, definitely. Like, I feel like hair and beauty is just like me main. So hopefully.
Do you know what? That's really good to know because there's always hair stuff. Yes. I feel like there's always hair stuff. So that's unreal. Emma, thank you very much. I'm sure I will 100% need you. And even if I don't, which is not going to happen, you'll win those Keen to Grow tickets. So congratulations.
Thanks so much.
No
Thanks
worries,
Em.
Hang on there. He'll need you, no doubt about it. And the other thing, just to mention, is if there's little ears in the car, we always just say that to you because it is the girly quiz. We talk about womanly things in and out, and maybe there's certain conversations you don't want your little children to hear.
Like what?
Just keep your hand on the dial, but I think we're fairly safe this week.
If you haven't had the conversation about hair, I'm sure hair is coming.
I think we'll be absolutely fine this
week.
Not
that way. Just, I mean, just in general.
Hair is coming at some point. Okay, enough from me. Question number one on the girly quiz this week, David Hammond. Name the beauty product that you use to reduce shine in makeup.
Oh, reduce shine. Okay, I think that bronzer adds shine. So, what would be... like some sort of mousse potential. Ooh, mousse. Mousse could be the answer. Because it kind of would darken it a little bit.
You're trying to reduce the shine now. Yeah. So like when your makeup looks real shiny, you're trying to make it not look like that anymore.
Yeah.
So a lot of people will carry around this particular product. You know, if you're wearing your makeup like for
powder. Powder would be good. Do you know how I know it's powder? Because Emma shut up immediately. I guarantee you it's powder. I know this woman like the back of my hand. Final answer. Would you accept powder as an answer if that was my answer?
I don't think I can just accept powder. You're missing a key word.
Talcum powder.
I love the smell of talcum powder.
I don't know, and I don't want to waste Emma on this question because I've already gotten half of it. It was something powder. Melissa powder. No, that's water.
Great words coming
powder,
out of you.
Baby powder. Baby powder, maybe? No, I'm gonna simplify. Oh, I don't know. I don't know what to do. Let's simplify it.
All right, here we go. What beauty product is used to reduce shine in makeup? In simplify mode, is it A, setting powder? Or is it B, BB cream?
Setting powder. I can't believe I got this right. Setting powder, final answer.
Yay! Nice. No messing around.
I'm still raging. I had to use a lifeline on that, though.
Do you know,
I got there on my own.
Do you know setting powder? Like,
never heard of setting powder in my life.
Really? Isn't it amazing the things that just don't...
Have you heard of setting powder?
Callum.
Yeah, I have. I've seen it, like, reduce shine. It's just like a little powder you puff on, and it...
Right, okay.
You know, back in the old movies, they'd say, let me just go and powder my nose.
Yes.
Yeah. That's kind of, so you're setting powder if you're a bit shiny.
I thought that was code for do a poo.
Amazing.
I thought it was like a lady, you know, the way that some people would say, I'm going to the little girl's room, and some people would say, I'm going to powder my nose. I thought that was code for doing a poo.
Are you?
Yeah. And I'd be like, why would they say that on the first date?
That's so funny. Okay, we crack on to question number two. Bubble. Space and knotted are all types of what, David Hammond?
Bubble, space, knotted.
What are they all types of?
Oh, what are they all types of? Okay, well, instantly I think of types of, like, hair or types of... Okay, so hear me out. I know this is wrong. But they could all be types of... what do you call that when you get three strands of hair and you put them over each other?
Is that a plait?
A plait. I think there could be three types of plait. So I would imagine the bubble one is like when you're just kind of putting it in for the... Like, you're just, you know, whatever. And it's a bit wavy and it's a bit out there and big. And space would maybe be if you, like, put gaps in it. And the knotted is, like, really, really thin. You know, remember on holidays you could go to the women and they do the hair braided kind of thing. That's what I would think. Bubble, space and knotted. Bubble shoes, knotted shoes, waist attire laces, knotted, space. I'm just going up the body. Space shoes are a thing. Bubble shoes, maybe you can float on water.
Maybe.
And knotted, they're just tied really well.
Yeah.
Going up to your knees, bubble, space, knees, bubble, like maybe a skirt, bubble butt. bubble on your stomach, no. Bubble on your boobs, no. Bubble on your neck, maybe a necklace of some sort, bubble in the hair. I've no idea. I'm going to have to call in Emma.
Emma, welcome.
Morning, Emma. I've got 30 seconds on the clock. Can you tell me what bubble, space and knotted are all?
Types of?
This is actually such a hard question. Oh my God.
Do you not know the answer, Emma?
No, I don't even know this either. I'm like actually so confused.
You're joking.
No.
Something in your life is bubble. Something in your life is space. Something in your life is knotted. What could that possibly be?
I feel like maybe it is here. I'm like, I don't
hair?
Know if it is. So I'm
like a hairstyle.
Like, it has to be something over here. Maybe, like, hopefully there is like a knotted hairstyle that I'm like, how it could be. But it's the bubble and the face that's putting me off. I'm like, what is that?
Okay, right, Emma.
I think everyone's gonna kick themselves when we get to an answer on this.
We're on our own. Yeah. And
I feel horrible.
You've just maybe lose the girly quiz, Emma. But it's fine. Don't worry about it. Right, let's go for hairstyles. Final answer.
By the skin
what?
Of your teeth.
No!
We'll have to give it to you.
You're joking!
I'm not very happy.
Why? Why are you not happy?
Because they're all types of buns. Buns that you put in your hair.
That's a hairstyle!
Yeah, but they're all types of buns. You have a space buns, you have your bubble buns, you have your knotted buns. Does that ring a bell now, Emma?
That actually makes sense.
Yeah.
It does.
Emma, not to worry. You're off to Keane to Crow tomorrow. Enjoy the gig and thanks for helping Dave
thanks
out.
Thanks so much.
Thanks,
bye.
Emma. Have a great day.
Bye. Okay. Wow.
Wow. I was kind of...
Well,
like,
done.
I wasn't there, but I come and it was around.
You're close. Can you see now the space buns are, you know, girls might wear them, like two kind of big ones on the front of the head. That's a space bun.
Yeah. I'm so glad I said hairstyles and not types of... Whatever.
Plats.
Yeah.
Also, that's also a hairstyle. Okay, question number three. You're on your own this time, David. Now, this is approximately, so don't stress. Like, I'm not going to be putting you to the hour or anything. But just give us an idea of what you think. After birth, approximately how long does it take the uterus to shrink back to its normal size?
The uterus.
That's where the baby was. I don't mind telling you that. So the baby's in the uterus.
Say everything you said.
Okay. After birth.
No, before you that, you started off by saying that you're not looking for the hour.
I'm not going to bring it down to like, you know, I'm not going to be cruel about it in terms of time.
Okay.
And don't let that put you off either. But okay. Like, that's an hour. I just mean in terms of like, give us an approximate amount of time. Okay.
Go for it.
So after birth, approximately how long does it take the uterus to shrink back to its normal size after carrying a baby?
This always confused me as a kid because I'd be like, but they still have a belly, but they've had the baby. Do you know what I mean? And it would take a little bit of time. However, we did see Fiona Frawley recently and she doesn't have that anymore.
She had Bobby back in March though, yes. Yeah. We're in July now, yeah.
I would say it's probably maybe a month. I want to say a month, but I also want to say 6 weeks, which is two very different times. So let's go with 1 month. I would really, really like to win the girly quiz.
One month.
I'm going to go with 1 month. And 4 weeks. Yeah. Yeah. No, I also think it could be six. Does anyone have a coin?
I don't have a coin.
If my phone lands head, like screen up, I'm going to go with a month. And if it lands screen down, I'm going to go with...
Why is 6 months in your mind, or 6 weeks in your mind in the first place?
I just think that would take a long time for it to go down. Maybe it'll go a month.
No, I don't know. I'm just asking. Do your thing with your phone there and see what
happens. Okay. Screen up. It's a month.
I don't like that. Use your lead card because I don't want your phone to break.
It won't. It's on a carpet. Screen up. It will go for a month. You ready?
Yeah.
Screen down. 6 weeks.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Yeah!
Yeah! Thank you, phone! I love you so much, phone!
You did it. Well done. Yeah, after birth, 6 weeks approximately until you get back down to your regular uterus size. Isn't
that
incredible?
Where did that come out of?
I've no idea. Believe.
Why did I do a 50-50 for myself?
That's bizarre.
I just really, really wanted another lifeline.
Your simplify would have been 6 weeks or 6 days, so you smashed it.
Class.
Well done, Dave.
Unreal.
I hate that.
I
let the women down by being genuinely happy for him.
As
sometimes.
Always.
Avril Lavigne, or Lavigne, as Dave likes to call her for some unbeknownst reason.
I don't know why I think her name is Avril Lavigne.
For the millionth time, it's Lavigne.
It's like French or something. Sorry, I got Lavigne.
But she's like American.
Yeah.
Not French.
Yeah,
the Naughty Threesome is back with Steve King from 3 o'clock this afternoon and again with us in the morning from 9. Tricky,
tricky, tricky. I was so unbelievably obsessed with her when I was younger.
Oh, so was I.
She was just the coolest, hottest person in the world.
She was my girl crush.
Yeah, she was amazing.
I just thought she was so class.
It was so good.
This is the Tricky 10. We play twice a day. Your chance to win 2,000 euro on two different occasions. And on this morning, at this time, to give it a go, is Dean. What are you up to?
I'm just in my car outside walk now, taking the call.
Oh, fair play.
What do you do?
A print on ND Signs in Hulock.
A printer in ND Signs?
Yeah.
So, what do you print? Is it road signs?
No, most of the work that they do is any sign you see in Tesco's is what we do.
Nice!
That's cool,
Dean. Is it a family business or do you just work there?
It's a family business, but I just work there.
Okay, very
That's
cool.
Class.
Very nice.
Very interesting. So any sign we see in Tesco, you might have been involved in printing?
Yeah, well, I'd say 90% of them. And that goes for the big Tesco on the front of the building to all the...
Wow. We actually learned on the Tricky 10 recently, one of the questions was how many little dashes are on the Tesco sign, and there's five.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Under
Very
T-E-S-C-N-O.
Cool.
Oh,
we wouldn't have even known that means.
So, Dean, you're not the D in ND Signs, are you?
No, that stands for Dennis.
Ah, very good.
It'll be Dean soon.
It'll be Dean one day.
Don't worry.
This fella's going to run the place. All right, Dean, how do you do on the Tricky 10 when you take it on?
We're average around 4 or 5 today.
Really?
Like today, I would have got really bad results, the one before me.
Do you know what? I think it's probably better that you entered for the 9 o'clock game because the other question seemed tougher.
They did this morning, didn't they?
And I feel like when one game is tough.
The landline one got me off. I would have said 7, but I wouldn't have thought about the 0-1.
The 0-1.
Yeah. Fair enough. All right, Dean. Well, welcome on in to the Tricky 10. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. And if you don't know the answer, make sure and give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a 100 euro voucher for pennies. And if you're able to answer all 10 questions correct, we're going to give you 2,000 euro. Aiden currently on top of the leaderboard, scoring 7 in 55 seconds. Dean, I have the utmost faith in you. The best of luck. Emma's going to ask your questions. Here we go.
Good luck, Dean. We got this. 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. In time zones, how many hours ahead of Ireland is France?
1.
The viral brain rot meme is called 6 what?
6?
6, 7.
On a 24-hour clock, what time would it be at 1,600 hours?
4.
The symbol for infinity looks like what number on its side?
Two.
How many counties make up the province of Munster?
Five.
Cinderella had how many ugly sisters?
Two.
Erling Haaland has scored how many goals in the World Cup this year?
Five.
The Spire was officially complete in the year 2000 and what?
Six.
The board game Cluedo, in it, how many rooms are there?
Eight.
And the word silhouette contains how many letters?
Seven.
Stop the clock.
Okay, how are you feeling after that, Dean? Are you okay?
No, not great, because I answered some of them twice that after not. Well, I hope that I knew it the second time.
Did you have the numbers 1 to 10 written down in front of you, Dean?
Yeah, I did, and that's how I think I've done it awful.
Yeah, I see. I wonder, is that like, does that hold you back almost? Because say if you, for example, say, okay, I'm going to answer 7 for that and tick that off as if you've answered it.
Are you more nervous to use 7 again?
What if the next question is, what's 6 plus 1? You're like, crap, now that I've messed up the whole thing.
And then it just messes with your head.
Exactly.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, it does.
In terms of scoring, what would you say you did?
I would say 1 or 2. Probably.
Ah, here, let's check.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hey, there you go,
Way
Dean.
Better than
Way better
thought.
Than you thought it was. A 5 out of 10, not bad. You answered all 10 questions and you did it fairly fast as well. 5 out of 10, not bad. How do you feel?
Well, I could have felt a bit better, but sure, it's done now, and I'll enter again and see if you dream me again.
Yeah, do. And would you recommend this experience to other people?
I would. I'm going to tell all my friends and family now.
Dude, that's all Come we on. Need, Dean. Right, let's go through some of the ones you got wrong. The symbol for infinity looks like what number on its side? Do you know it now? Like, I'm just curious.
It's 8.
Yeah. It is 8. Yeah. It's just a panic thing, isn't it? You said 2. Yeah. How many counties make up the province of Munster?
I'd love to know which one you forgot. I could like almost imagine you totting them up in your head.
Yeah, Clare, Cork, Kerry, Limerick, Tipperary and Waterford. You said 5 on that, but the answer is 6. Dublin Spire was officially complete in the year 2003, not 2006. When I answered that question, I also said 2006, I thought it was. And the other one you got wrong, on the board game Cluedo, how many rooms are there? You said 8, but the answer was 9. And the word silhouette contains how many letters? You said 7, but the answer is 10. Dean, a score of 5 out of 10 is not bad at all. Hold your head up high into ND signs this morning.
Thanks very much, guys.
Take care, Dean. Thanks, Mil.
Good luck.
See you, bye,
bye, bye. Okay, we play again tomorrow, twice a day for 2K.
Two more chances to top that leaderboard.
Exactly. Oh my God, it's Friday tomorrow.
Yeah.
087 711 1038 if you want to play tomorrow. Take the win on a Friday. Have an extra $2,000 for the weekend.
We're circling back, people. We are circling back. This is Q3 now officially. We will be setting our Q3 goals, but first we need to revisit our Q2 KPIs and see if we hit every single one of them.
Well, we better have. I mean, the standard on the show, it needs to be kept at
very true.
A very high level.
Let's start with yourself, Emma Nolan.
All right, these are goals that I set 3 months ago.
Do you have any recollection of any of them?
Of course I do.
Yeah, so no,
of
great.
Of course.
Because I haven't a clue of any of them.
This was a very serious goal that I made and I promised to commit to it. Build working Spanish proficiency.
Oh, geez.
I want to undertake consistent Spanish lessons via this new app I've discovered called Preply to achieve a functional level of conversational fluency sufficient enough to navigate a Spanish wedding, which I'm going to soon, without relying entirely on no. See.
Did you go to that wedding yet?
It's in August.
For God's sake.
Yeah, no. Still haven't gone to the wedding.
And also, what's the app called?
Preply, not Preply.
Not Preply.
There's lots of
like
things wrong with that.
Roll.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a no on that one.
I'm going to say that I did in total 3 Spanish lessons, then got bored and deleted the app.
Class. Next.
Classic. Next. So I'd like to uphold newly introduced household organisation processes courtesy of visiting in-laws with a focus on long-term compliance. For example, don't mess up the new pasta jar system. Do you know what? I have messed up the pasta jar system because I think it's stupid.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So basically when Jack's parents were staying for a while when we were in Thailand, we came back and the house was all different. But
oh,
like
yes.
Stuff was in different places.
You liked it.
And I was into it. I was like, this is smart. But the pasta jar system I don't think is very effective because there's still a bit of pasta left in the pasta plastic bag.
Yeah, you
it's
have to decant
stupid.
The pasta from the original packaging into the jar.
And sometimes the jar isn't enough.
Yeah, it's like when you see those videos on TikTok of like, restock my fridge with me, and it's
like,
these
it's
Americans
practical.
With these orange juices, and they're pouring orange juice into a new container, but then there's orange juice still in the old container, so that's got to go in the fridge as well. It's all very weird.
Yeah, it doesn't really work, but some of the practices I have upheld, but I still think that's a no. Finally, strengthen musical knowledge for live event engagement. I want to carry out a focus review on the back catalogue of Akon and Neo to enable confident, word-perfect participation for their upcoming Dublin show. Not a bother. Was all over it like a rash. I had the best time at that gig and I knew every word to every single song.
Well done. One out of three.
One
not
out of
too
three.
Bad.
Dave, right. Any recollection?
Haven't a breeze. Probably something to do with golf like this. Q3's gold. Right, go on. Give me number one.
I would like to explore and transition from Nike Air Force Ones as the primary everyday footwear to an alternative that maintains cool aesthetic impact and height.
David
oh my
Hammond.
God! I'm wearing Pumas!
Way! He's on the Pumas!
That's crazy!
That was a big time!
I was this close to wearing my Air Force Ones today. I'm so glad I didn't. These are Puma runners. They cost me 50 quid online and I'm buzzing with
they
them.
They look like Air Force. I was wondering because I made these clips yesterday and then I looked at Dave's shoes today because I knew which ones they were. Mm-hmm. And I honestly thought you were wearing the Air Force Ones.
Well, there you go. Buzzing, all right. Buzzing, ready for your second?
Yeah.
Good start.
I would like to execute a minimum of 5 full course golf engagements with the objective of achieving a sub 30 handicap.
Okay, I have played golf loads of times.
Yeah.
I don't have a handicap.
Okay, we'll give you a half ding.
Yeah.
You have to really listen out for it there.
Very, very low. I like it, yeah. So one and a half, final one.
Leverage proactive sourcing strategies by successfully securing tickets to the upcoming performance at Marley Park of Olivia Dean.
Amazing.
I had to pay for them, but I got them.
Yes, well done. You were there with bells on.
Everyone thinks you always get stuff free in this industry. No.
You don't.
I had to pay for
them.
Yeah,
of course.
But it was unbelievable, and I'm so glad I did. So 2.5 out of 3, not bad.
Yeah, that's the best return on investment so far.
Fiona, she left us some goals as well a few months ago.
Oh my God, hey guys, sincere apologies. I said that I would do this in, quote, 2 seconds at 5:30, and it's now 10 p.m., which brings me on to my first goal for Q2, which is better time management.
No.
And also, apologies, I know I meant to do these in corporate jargon, but I just don't have the brain capacity for that now. There is a child hanging off my... Callum, you can bleep that, sorry.
I'm going to say no, she hasn't gotten better with time.
I'm going to say no as well. She's been late every time we've met up with her.
Yeah, we've met her a few times and she has not been on time.
Yeah.
Okay, another one from Fiona.
Second goal, get rid of the multiple charity shop bags that are currently in my boot. I think 3 months is a reasonable time frame for me to do that in. Shout out the Nissan Juke. I know you've all been missing it.
I do think she's been doing a few bits with her vintage since she's been on Matt Leaf, but I can't
I'm
confirm.
Not giving her, I wouldn't give her the tick for that. I guarantee if
I'd
we rang her now. Yeah.
And finally for Fiona Frawley.
And finally, my final goal is to oversee and supervise Emma's capsule wardrobe, which I'm sure she's keeping up with. Love you, miss you, and see you soon.
What?
Well, not too soon. Give me a minute, girls. Okay, bye-bye.
She definitely hasn't even touched me about my capsule wardrobe, I can promise you that. But I do have 3 pairs of jeans at the moment.
3 out of 3 wrong for Fiona is very Fiona-coded.
Stand by, we're about to set our goals for Q3 2026. The next time we will revisit these goals, scarily, is in the month of October. 3 goals to set. I'm trying to be realistic here to maximise payoff. Number one, the goal I'm setting is to optimise my Pogues knowledge to eliminate lyric lookup dependencies at my upcoming annual island trip.
I don't know why we agreed to do this
in corporate jargon.
Because I don't understand it. When my brain doesn't understand something, it shuts off.
I know, I'm with you. I'll do it normal speak now. Basically, I got a Pogues vinyl last week to put on the vinyl player.
Okay.
And I'm going to listen to it time and time again so that all of the songs that are typically sung at the, you know, the old classic Irish songs sang at the island trip, I won't have to Google any lyrics while there's a band playing or I'm trying to sing along because
I
let myself down
sometimes.
We're
going to test you in October on Pogues songs.
Yeah, no, honestly, some verses I let myself down on. Okay, we move on. Number two, this sounds quite basic for the average person. For me, I cannot seem to finish a book at the moment. So, here's a KPI of reading 3 books. That's 1 book a month. It's doable, Emma. Just read the bloody book. Cool.
That's good.
Number three, be fully present at my cousin's wedding and don't mention that you're missing EP to be there even once. I'm going to a wedding. The old divil booked it at my time of year. The first time I'm going to miss EP in over a decade because of her. But I won't mention that once, okay?
Very good.
Won't mention it. Be fully present. David.
Very nice. All right, my goals for Q3. Successfully demonstrate continued operational improvement and consistent KPI progression by executing the delivery of a sub-100 golf score. I did hit a 99 once before, but then I realised after when I read the rules, I did not.
Okay.
So I would like to hit a 100 or less.
Okay, exciting.
Two.
I would like to complete a residential recruitment program by onboarding two culturally aligned housemates who positively contribute to said house.
Okay, cool. So you need two to people get are moving two people
out.
In.
I need two people in who are sound and good crack.
Who's out?
Rosie and Ben.
Oh my God, they're like the poem. Rosie and Ben.
Rosie and Jim.
Damn.
Rosie and Jim.
Rosie and Ben are both leaving.
Yeah.
Big boots to fill.
Big boots to fill. And finally, maximise return on investment on the Belfast Fla.
Oh my God, Jen.
By maintaining full operational attendance across the event, ensuring 100% evening participation. I'm nervous I'm going to go home on Saturday, even though it starts on Friday.
When are you going? When is the Fla?
It's in August, so it starts on Friday and the Saturday and the Sunday.
If you got accommodation up there?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't go home.
I know, but
no,
it's going to be so heavy, lads.
It's going to be so fun.
It's going to be good.
I'm jealous. Okay, Fiona Frawley, she's left us three goals for the next 3 months. She'll be back on the show in September, so we'll be able to quiz her in person on whether she achieved these.
Oh, hey, guys, it's me back with another round of goals sans corporate jargon, because I can't be sorry, Gavin, bleep it. First up on the agenda, I want someone to say to my son, your ma has you lovely. I've been investing heavily in baby boy Vinted and I want that to pay off and for people to realise that I have the best dressed baby.
Sorry, okay. Can I just check something? Does Fiona have a child?
She does actually, yeah.
You're joking.
I know.
No.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
She
never brings him anywhere.
She never brings him up. Or
she never brings him anywhere.
She never brings him anywhere. I had no idea.
She doesn't bring him to her comedy gigs. She doesn't bring him to work. Nothing like that.
That's
no.
Crazy. Yeah.
Her second goal.
I want to know where the girls are getting the flip-flops. Girls, where are you getting your flip-flops? Everyone is wearing cute flip-flops on Instagram. And please send me the link because mine don't look like that when I put them on. That could be because of my toes.
Sorry, Fiona. That's not quite a goal. That's more just asking for info.
I miss her so much. That is excellent.
I'd like to know where the girls are getting the flip-flops as well, actually.
Send a text.
Yeah. Finally, her third goal. Are we really in goals anymore?
Final goal is to remember the password for my computer when I eventually come back to work if I still have a job.
Okay, interesting. Okay. Doable goals, it must be said, for Fee. Number one, your ma has you looking lovely. Number two, girls, where are we getting our cute flip-flops? Number three, what's my password?
Yeah. I judged the second one for Fiona on if she got a pair of flip-flops or not. Because that one was literally... Where are you getting flip-flops from?
Yeah, yeah. Give me a shout and just let me know. You'd ask that on your Instagram story. Yeah. Not quite
That's
a goal.
So funny.
You know?
I love her. I miss her. She'll
I
be
miss
back
her
in
too.
September.
She will. Probably bringing the kid in as well.
Oh, God.
Does she have a kid?
She never goes on about it.
Ah, he's so cute. Such a cute little lad. And you do have him looking lovely, Fiona.